Love 英语第三册
Unit 1 Social Etiquette Lesson 1 Body Language Listening and Speaking 3. I've got a job interview. B. Listen and complete. You've got a job interview? Okay, I'll pretend to be the interviewer.Tell me about your previous work experience.
Well, I've had work experience as a waitress, and then as an airline pilot. Then I became a newsreader.
Okay, nice answer. But your body language isn't very good.
Do you mean my body language isn't good?
You look awkward. Don't fold your arms.
What do you mean? Fold my arms? They aren't made of paper.
Folding your arms is just another way of saying you're holding your arms together across your body, like this.
Ah, don't fold my arms.
4. I'll maintain eye contact.
B. Listen to the dialogue and match each of the questions in box A with an answer in box B.
Okay. What are your strengths for this job?
I'm good at writing in English, and I'm a great public speaker.
Stop, stop, stop. Why are you looking around the room?
I'm thinking.
Yes, but it's much better if you maintain eye contact with the interviewer. So you need to look at me.
Okay, I'll maintain eye contact.
Also, you are quite serious. Try to crack a smile. It'll help to show how friendly you are.
Crack a smile.
Yes, that's better.
Reading and writing. 6. Fun before the game.
B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. What other interesting ceremonies do you know before games? 2. What's the point of shaking hands in our daily life?
Fun before the game. Before every game in the NBA, a ritual is performed, and it is nearly as important to the event as the U.S. national anthem. Players may have their own superstitions, such as special pre-game meals and a certain pair of socks they wear on a given day. But once these men join together on the floor, however, all the individuality turns into teamwork,seen in an interesting ceremony. Look no further than Cleveland Cavaliers forward LeBron James and his teammates. A handshake is usually a form of greeting someone. It is also used as a way to close a deal and say goodbye. But now the Cleveland Cavaliers are taking handshakes to another level. Right before tip-off,James walks from the team bench to the scorer's table before hitting the court. On that journey, he performs special handshakes with each of his teammates. His teammates also do the same. Each player has a unique handshake for the other. The 30-year-old James knocks them out one by one, not missing a beat. They always seem to get each shake right, said Cleveland.com.The way they move their hands can make you dizzy. You do it every day. Once you get it down, it becomes like brushing your teeth every day, James told Northeast Ohio Media Group. The handshakes are taken as a team builder and a fun way to loosen up before the game. You're out here competing against the best in the world. They strike a balance between being extremely tense and focused,but also present something that you can sit back and enjoy. Cavaliers forward James Jones told Cleveland.com.
8. Read and Recite The Power of a Smile by Tupac Shakur. The power of a gun can kill, and the power of fire can burn. The power of wind can chill, and the power of a mind can learn.The power of anger can rage inside until it tears you apart. But the power of a smile, especially yours, can heal a frozen heart. Lesson 2. Speaking easy. Listening and speaking. 3. Practice public speaking.
B. Listen and complete.
Students in American schools learn from an early age to give presentations as part of their regular classroom activities. Children as young as 5 years old often give brief talks about objects they bring into school, called show and tell. This training is a basis for later public speaking. Even so, many native English-speaking adults are afraid to speak or give presentations in front of a large group. Speaking English in public meetings is necessary for many students and employees. The best way to improve is to practice public speaking in a friendly environment. Learners need to receive feedback about what they are doing well and about their mistakes. One group that gives members the chance to practice is Toastmasters. Toastmasters is an international organization that holds weekly meetings. At the meetings, members each give a speech and give others advice about their speeches and speaking style.
4. Hands-on experience is the best. B. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Tell me about yourself.
I am a self-starter and I work well with all types of people.
Can you elaborate?
I've been involved in management and customer service in a variety of different positions.
Has that experience helped you?
Yes, it has helped me a lot.
Hands-on experience is the best.
Yes, it is.
Reading and writing. 6. Speaking easy. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. Why are people afraid of speaking in public? 2. How can we overcome fears of speaking in public?
Speaking easy. Speaking in public is most people's least favorite thing. The reason is that we're all afraid of making fools of ourselves. The more important the speech, the more frightened we become. But stop biting your fingernails. Public speaking is easy. It's just plain talking, and you talk all the time. Although I'm basically shy, I've been making speeches and talking on radio and television for more than 30 years. And I can tell you that public speaking is not a gift like musical talent or being able to draw. Anybody who can talk can speak in public. Here are some of the lessons I have learned. Keep it simple. Your audience is going to come away with one or two of your main ideas. One or two, not 10 or 20. If you can't express in a sentence or two what you intend to get across, then your speech is not focused well enough. And if you don't have a clear idea of what you want to say, there's no way your audience will. Get organized. No matter how long or short your speech is, you've got to get your ducks in a row. How you're going to open, what major points you want to make, and how you're going to close. Keep it short. The standard length of a vaudeville act was 12 minutes. If all those troopers, singing and dancing their hearts out, couldn't go on longer without boring the audience, what makes you think you can? Teacher's World. A. Phonetics. 弱读.
A boy.
An apple.
As usual.
A you.
At home.
Sooner or later.
More and more.
Sink or swim.
Knife and fork.
Work or play.
One or some.
Hit and run.
Believe it or not.
Would you like coffee or tea?
He is as tall as his brother.
Can you send him a message?
No one can escape from the sinking ship.
The student has just come to the school.
Professor Zhang will give us a lecture on Monday.
He denied that he made this mistake in his work.
Where did you receive your education?
Let's entertain our friends in our house.
There are about 45 televisions in the factory.